Blog Talk Radio.
That bell reminds me of Japan when we were watching All Japan, and they go, Teddy Konisa, or they go, Dr. Death, Steve Williams. That's what that bell reminds me of, because we just uploaded some stuff for the show. So for the people listening to us, don't forget you're here on UWC. That stands for United Wrestling Council. Here live. Don't forget you can check us out every Friday from 8 to 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Huge live broadcast that we had over the weekend. You know, I had Manny and I had Michael Parks on, Captain Corona, who's going to be on with us in about 4 minutes or so. Had him come down. And the thing is, I put some pictures up today, and when he said, hey, I'm going to come down and check it out, I was like, well, bring your mask. Make sure you bring your mask so we can take some pictures, you know, and all that. And he's like, okay, completely forgot to take a picture of him. So we were so focused on making sure we got the picture together, since, you know, we're working on the company and trying to get some sponsors and get some stuff out there. I wanted to make sure we all got a picture together, and I forgot all about Captain Corona. So not only that, but we have recorders. I have my laptop, and I'll load everything onto my laptop and do all the interviews on there. But I also have a backup recorder just to make sure that we get everything, you know, on tape in case something happens to the other one, all that. So I'm like, okay, cool. Have it on my computer. Listen to it. Came out perfect, man. No problem. So I go to upload it on Blog Talk, and you have to have premium service to upload anything on Blog Talk, which is kind of smart on their behalf, because we just have this, you know, we have this half-hour show. I can have one guest. It's cool for 30 minutes. But I talked to Michael Parks today. I didn't get a chance to talk to Manny, but I talked to Michael Parks today. I said, look, man, we got to upgrade, man, because there's so much more that you can do with the premium one, because you could add first of all, we can go up to 2 hours. I could upload all the live broadcasts that we do, because I tell them that's what we try to do to set us apart from the other radio shows, is go live. With my other radio show that I have, we go live to some of the other judo places, jiu-jitsu places, and take some video and all that, just so you can see. You can kind of feel like you're there or whatever. So we definitely have to do that. So we had them on, talked a lot about the upcoming show. As everybody knows, we're supposed to have the big show on July 11th. Of course, that got pushed back because of the stupid coronavirus, and which trips me out, because, you know, the place that we're having it at is a church. And, you know, Michael Barks and Manny and I got together. We went down there. We sketched everything out. It's the perfect place to have a show. There's plenty of parking. We estimated that maybe about, they could probably fit anywhere from 40 to 50 cars in there, right on the premises. And awesome place, you know, it's outside, we could fit plenty of people, you know, we could distance people if we need to. Everything is set. We already got all the rules about wiping down ropes. We already talked to Robert Acevedo about the ring. Wrestlers are set. Everything's good to go. Only thing is, we can't go until the coronavirus is all, you know, passed or whatever, when they give us the okay. So hopefully we could do it at the end of August, but I don't know if the second wave or whatever is going to come in, so we'll have to worry about that. But with that being said, we're ready. We're ready to go, man. We have everything set. Everything's in place, just waiting for that word to go. But what I don't understand is, I went to Costco today, and the line literally went around the building all the way down the parking lot, almost back up to the hill. I mean, it had to be at least 40 to 50 people deep, maybe even more. And I'm like, well, if all these people can be together with the mask on, why can't we have a show and distance our people or whatever? But anyways, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, because we cannot do anything until they say we actually can, you know, they give us the okay. So we're looking forward to that. Let me take a drink real quick. About to call. Captain Corona is supposed to be calling us, and he should have been on the line by now, so I don't know where he's at. Hopefully he's getting ready to call so we can talk to him a little bit about that. I want to talk to him about getting started. This is what I'm telling Michael Parks and what I'm telling Manny. This kid is hungry. When we say we're going to have these live broadcasts, I tell him, hey, come on down. If you have merch and all that stuff, come and bring it. Put it on the table. get your brand out there. The more people who know about you, the more you're going to sell shirts, the more people are going to come and see you, the more word of mouth so that you can get out there and have the people come and check you out. And then when they see all these people come to see you, the promoters are going to want to book you even more. They're like, hey, man, this guy draws a lot of people. Let's get him set up. So this kid was smart enough to come out. He said, yeah, man, I actually live in Long Beach. I'll come down and we'll check it out. So I think this is him right here. Hang on one second. Hey, you're live on the air. Is this Captain Corona?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we were just talking about you. Hold on real quick for the people listeners. You're here. You're at UWC Radio, United Wrestling Council, with your host, Fabi Chulo. And on the line with us right now, who I was just talking about, Captain Corona himself. Captain Corona, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Doing good. It's funny because in the opening, I was telling everybody how, you know, we had the live broadcast down over at NutriShop in Long Beach and how you came down. And when we were talking before, you said, hey, man, I'll come down. And I said, hey, make sure you bring your mask, dude, so we can get some pictures, you know, so we can put them on the social media and everything like that. Yeah, man, I'll be there. You know, got there early. But I was so focused on, because these two guys that I'm working with, you know, with the United Wrestling Council, we're trying to get it out there. So my mindset was like, well, we got to make sure we get a picture of all three of us because we send that out to the sponsors so they know who they're talking to and we can show them everything. I completely forgot about you, dude. And not till we got home and I unloaded everything, you gave me a text and say, hey, man, we forgot to take a picture or whatever. So that's my bad. I apologize for that, but we'll make sure we get it. But I want to talk about a ton of stuff. I want to talk about,
because it was the same thing with me, too. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because to me, the reason is we were so, I mean, we started talking about everything. We started talking about what's going on with the women in SoCal Wrestling. We started talking about AEW. We were talking about everything. So before you know it, we were there 2 hours and we were out of there. So before we get into talking about, you know, the big show coming up and all that, since the other thing is, I got everything on tape, perfect. All my stuff came out perfect on my laptop. You know, I always have a backup recorder. But when I went to upload it, you have to have premium service on Blog Talk, which is kind of smart on their behalf to be able to upload everything. So we're not there yet. So that's why I called today, man. Why don't you come on so we could talk to you on the regular radio show, and then hopefully down the line we can upload the other one. So since, you know, we got you on the show and I wasn't able to upload anything from the live broadcast, let's talk a little bit first. We were talking on the live broadcast about how you decided to go to Santino Brothers. You know, since you're living in Long Beach, that's about the closest place, which is not too far. I mean, if you just go straight up Cherry, which turns into Eastern, it's right off there. You pass Firestone and Santino's is right there. So talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit like, man, you know, I wanted to become a wrestler, so that's where I went. So for the people listening to us on UWC Radio, why don't you give us the first date? You walk in, you know, who's the first person you see, and do you tell them, hey, bro, I want to be a wrestler, and just take it from there. How does all that come about?
Actually, I signed up online right after I graduated high school around June 23rd, 24th, one of those 2 days. I signed up for the next class that was happening in September 26th, 2016. It was on a Monday. So I arrived at Santino Bros that day, walk in. It had to be about 30 of us, Dom, Kubrick. There's a bunch of people that was in the class at the time. A lot of people dropped out. But the first people I saw was Joey, Robbie, Eli, and Sylvia. Those are the four people I first met when I walked into the dojo.
And who approaches you first? Or is it just a class thing? And everybody just kind of meets up and
it was
and
a class
they start
thing.
We
had to introduce each other. I guess we had to do the paperwork and introduce each other. The first person I've probably talked to, maybe it was Robbie or Joey, one of those two. And then they started to ask us, you know, who is our favorite wrestler, ask our name, why do we want to become a wrestler, that stuff.
And then so do you start rolling right away? You know, do they say, okay, everybody get in the ring, we're going to show you how to roll, and we're going to take it from there. So you actually do train on that first day?
Yes, we did train the first day. We didn't even, I think we did more cardio for the first month. I think every class is different. I think they changed it up, which is pretty good for the beginners. We didn't even hit the ropes. We did maybe a few rolls. They taught us just do
forward row, back row, quarter rows, a little bit of that. But that was about it. They just had us doing push-ups, doing all of that. And, you know, once you do that, everybody wants to quit.
Yeah, because we've had Joey on the show before, and that's what he talks about. He goes, you know, I got to make sure that they're willing to put in the cardio and all that, because if you go through the whole class and you learn all the moves and you know what to do and all that, you get blown up in that ring, first of all, you have a chance of hurting yourself, and second of all, you have a chance of hurting somebody else. So that's why everybody's like, well, I could do that at home or whatever, but that's why it's important for them to do that there. Now, we talked about that. You got going. You know, you stuck with it. You kept training. You kept working. And then they also have a lucha class, which I believe they do on Tuesdays with Phoenix Star and Zokri. So you decided on your own, hey, man, I want to expand and learn as much as possible. So what was the difference? We talked about that on the live broadcast when you went to go train lucha and started taking the lucha class.
Lucha class, the difference is everything is right. Because American style, everything's left. So everything you're doing, lockups, everything you're doing right, holds, everything is right. So I think that was the most difficult thing is learning that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I could forget, you know, I'll lock up, oh, Martez, you know, it's Tuesday. We do the training on Tuesdays. And they're both great trainers, especially. I think it was more helpful because, I mean, Las Luchas is definitely – I think underrated, but I mean, especially their teaching, the way they teach is helpful. It's really helpful because the first few weeks, man.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it was funny because you and I were talking off air, and I was telling you, I've been in the business for years, forever. And we had a show. This is why it's important. We're talking to Captain Corona about training luchas and all that. I was at I believe it was Lucha Pro. My opponent didn't show up, and somebody else's opponent didn't show up, so it ended up being myself, Robbie Phoenix, and Phoenix Star in a three-way. And, you know, I'm an older dude. These guys are a lot younger, and I'm like, man, for the first time, I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, man, how's this going to work? You know, these guys are going to be running all over the place. But, you know, speaking of being professional and being able to adapt – and everything, it turned out to be one of the best matches I had. Like I was saying, they were doing all the hard work and they were doing everything, and I just kind of came in, cleaned up a little bit, came back out, and it worked really well. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is when you have two people who are professional, knowing what they're doing, you know, you don't have to be as nervous. You know that they're going to take care, they're going to be able to adapt, and they're going to be able to help you out. So that was pretty cool. But you know, before I go to break, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the upcoming show that we got coming up. And, you know, before we go, what made you decide to wear the mask? I mean, was it the lucha influence or whatever? Do you watch luchas on TV and say, hey, man, this is pretty cool. I think I want to go under the mask? Because nowadays, unless you're hardcore, you know, Mexican or whatever, there's not too many people under the mask. What made yourself decide to do that?
It was really trying to stand out. Plus, the lucha helped, too. And there's not a lot of African-Americans. Really, it's not really a lot of blacks really under a mask. And, you know, I've learned lucha and I have it. Might as well take advantage of it and, you know, do something different. I think the whole process of Captain Corona and coming up with this is really just to stand out from every other wrestler. If it's ring gear, if it's just something I do in a ring, it's all trying to stand out and be different than everybody else. Try to have a different move set. Try to do this. Try to do that. And it's really trying to do things that I know only a few people can do. I mean, a lot of people now can do flips and do all of that in the ring now, but it's really doing something that you'll remember every time I wrestle, or even if it's just seeing the gear. When you first see the gear and you're hooked, like, okay, this is different. It's not the regular red, white, black, typical regular gear.
Yeah, and it's a trip, too, because well, I pulled one of your pictures off of your Instagram. Because I was advertising, Captain Corona is going to come on, blah, 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 whatever. When they saw that, when I posted the picture, I posted one on Instagram and one on Facebook or whatever, people were like, is this guy black? And I'm like, yeah, he is. And they were going, no, is he from, like, Nicaragua or is he from Puerto Rico? I said, no, man, he's from Long Beach, man. And so people are like, dude, yeah, they're tripping, like, you know, that you would want to wear the mask and be – but before we go to break – I got to tell you, it's smart to do that because when I'm doing my shows, when I'm promoting the show and I got something going on, for instance, we were at Metroflex Gym, and everybody was working out, and I was doing a live broadcast, had some guys on, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. When the Chibos came in, you know, they had their masks on, they had suits, you know, and everything. When they walked in and walked across to where I was doing the live broadcast, the whole gym stopped, and they looked at him. And when they see the mask, they go, oh, dude, there must be some sort of wrestling or something coming on. So it automatically people just see that mask, and they're like, oh, dude, you know, it's luchas or something's going on. So it's smart. It's a smart move because, like you said, it's different. But real quick, I'm going to take a quick break because we just got to take a quick pause. When I come back, we'll start talking about the big show that's coming up. And this is why, you know, we wanted Captain Corona to be part of it. We'll be right back in just 30 seconds. You know, it sucks because that's the only AC/DC song that they would let us download to use for the show. But I was hoping I could get Back in Black because I remember when Chris Candido used to come out for ECW and they would hit that beat and Candido would walk out. Man, I mean, the crowd would just pop for that. But real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at UWC Radio, United Wrestling Council, with your host, Fabi Chulo. And I'm talking to Captain Corona, talking a little bit about getting into wrestling and trying to be different and wearing the mask and, you know, just taking it to a whole other level because, it's like you said, it's, you know, you see so many just wrestlers and they got the trunks on and, you know, trying to be different. Now, speaking of trying to be different, you know, I saw you when you wrestled at Compton Mania. It was kind of cool because you had some good dance partners working against, you know, high risk, you know, and everything. And the people just completely popped at that. That was a good main event because everybody went home happy. So, You had to work with some high flyers. You had to make sure you catch. You had to take care, you know, of your guys and all that. So real quick for the people listening to us on UWC Radio, tell us a little bit about your style. Because me, I was kind of pigeonholed as, like, for lack of a better term, a comedic style wrestler. But I call it more entertainment because I want the people to be entertained and go home happy. You kind of had to, in that match in particular, you kind of played, you know, some good moves and a lot of catch, you know, making sure you take care of the guy who's flipping on you and all that. So real quick for the people listening to UWC Radio, tell us a little bit about your style and where you actually got the style from. Like, were you watching a lot of luchas and that you implemented that? Or tell us a little bit about your style.
My style of wrestling, it varies. It's a lot of high flying, but it's a lot of just basic wrestling, holds, moves, submissions, even technical. I like, you know, just to switch it up. It depends. Yeah. It depends who I'm in a ring with too. It depends on if the guy's bigger. You know, I'm not the biggest guy, as you can see.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. It just really, it depends on who I'm in a ring with. You know, if it's a bigger guy, it's definitely going to be a lot of high flying moves. If it's or something just to try to take them down. Legs, he'll be trying to work their legs. If it's a big guy, do something to keep them down. If it's somebody the same size as me and that speed, then it varies on the max. But I would say the style really comes from really doing the lucha class, to be honest.
Yeah.
If the Ranas, just different things. Just really, it's about really pacing, too. I remember it's really Joey from Santino's. He was telling me, you know, I was showing him my ring gear a while back when I first started, and he was like, you know, you have to stand out, man. Like, I was showing him a few pictures of the gear, and he seen a color. I showed him, like, a green colorful gear, and he was like, that's it. You have to stand out. Do anything just to stand out. Don't be basic. So I take that wrestling-wise, just anything. You know, you try to really switch things up, and I mean, I can do comedic stuff. I can do a lot of that, but you know, when it's the object of wrestling is to win, so that's what I'm really trying to do is win.
Well, let's put it this way: if they said, "Look, man, we want you to make a run for the tag team titles or whatever," what would you look for in a partner? Because me, when I was coming up, when I was working at All Nations, it was funny because Superboy, who I had on my other show, you know, he was kind of short, but he was a heavyset guy. But, dude, he could do, you know, moonsault, backflip, front flip. I mean, it was ridiculous. So when they put me with him one time, he said, look, man, you're a bigger dude. You set him up, I'll knock him down. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, dude, you slam him, I'll splash him. And it worked, you know, because I would just set him up. He'd go up to the top. Bam, he hit him with the moonsault or whatever. So it kind of worked. So if you're looking for a tag team partner, would you be looking for like a bigger dude to set him up so that you could do the flying, or somebody who can work in tandem with you, like high flying, or somebody that's a little more entertaining so you could be the serious guy? What would you look for in a partner?
Same as me, or entertaining. I got three guys up top that I would pick right now. Benegrit, Guy Cole, and Darwin Finch. One of those three. I'll pick
one of those. It's funny because I saw Darwin Finch when him and Chas Herrera were tag team partners, and they were working a little bit up in Orange County. And when I first saw them, two polar opposites. You know, they looked, but they made it work. And it was what we're talking about, because Chas was a bigger dude, so he would kind of set him up, and then Darwin would hit him with a flip or hit him with some sort of finishing move or whatever, and it kind of worked. But it's funny because we talk about that, and when you there's certain people that I've been in the ring with that just I'll give you an example. Biggie Biggs, I wrestled that dude everywhere, and he just knows, man. He knows my style, and when I'm getting ready to do something, he's just there. He's just constantly, he just knows. So have you found that since you've been wrestling, like somebody wrestled with us and said, dude, this dude just, he knows? Because I've had people I've been in the ring with where we just keep running into each other, man. It just, you know, the two styles clash. So first of all, have you had that experience of maybe clashing with somebody, or have you had the experience
really?
With somebody you go, dude, I want to work with this guy a lot because he knows what I'm doing?
I would say basic training early, you know, Santino doesn't train the matches. I would say early on, I mean, really learning how to put a match together, really just learning wrestling, you know, when you're doing the training matches. I would say now, not really now. When I get in the ring with guys, I'm really trying to learn from them, to be honest. Anybody.
Yeah.
I just sit back and watch different styles. Okay, he did this, he did that. Okay, he did this, he did that. So when I'm in the ring, I'm already, this guy, I know. So when I wrestle him or somebody, I'm like, okay, this person does this. I already know this person's going to try to do this during the match. So I'm basically already have the match basically made up in my mind and just go off of that. Because, I mean, even the match we had, Ray Romero, my first up all night match at Santino Bros, the match was like 6 minutes long. But, I mean, the first match, it started off pretty, a little bit shaky. But, man, you know, the match is actually pretty good. It was only, what, 5-6 minutes? And, man, I was having so much fun.
Yeah. Well, just
I think he's,
just
I think
basing – go ahead.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good, too, because we started off bad, but I've been able to be in a ring with him a few times after that. And I was like, man, it just gets better.
Just,
the match is keep.
Yeah, well, just basing off the match I saw at Compton Mania, it was pretty good. But to me, it seemed like it was the dance partners that you had. You know, we knew they were going to come off with that stuff. You were right there for the catch, you know, and that type of thing. I thought that Sean Black is pretty smart, man. I know he hasn't been in the business that long as far as like putting shows together and promoting, but I think he's pretty good in the way he said, well, if I put these guys with these guys, this is going to make the match work. I got to tell you, though, I mean, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but when we were in the back, when I could hear what you guys were talking about, I was like, that's a lot of stuff, man. You know, but it clicked and it worked. You know, I thought it went really well. And the main thing, everybody went home happy. That was the best part. And when I was – because we actually Ubered up there, so I was waiting for the Uber, and I could hear everybody going, dude, when they hit that move, and we did it. So the people were talking about it. And they went home happy. So that's the main thing. That's what you want them people to do. But real quick, since we're running up against the clock, big show coming up. I posted it today. And Michael Parks has been in the business for a long time. He's put some shows on with Psicosis and Rey Mysterio and Damien and Halloween in Compton at the Zacatecano back in the day. And so he knows what to look for. And Manny started training with me 1994. And all that, so they know what to look for. So when they saw that Captain Corona was hungry. And he said, yeah, man, I'll be there. I'll be at the live broadcast. So they said, that's what we're looking for. We want somebody who's, you know, willing to take the time to come down and you know, talk about wrestling and talking about what they're doing or whatever. So the show was supposed to be July 11th, which kind of worked out good because since we had to push it back, we said, hey, man, let's get this kid on the show. So Captain Corona definitely will be on that show. We're hoping for the end of August. I just pray to God that a second wave doesn't hit. So he's definitely going to be on there. So as soon as we have everybody set in stone, we'll post the matches. You know, but Captain Corona will be on that show. So if you want to check him out, stay you know, on my social media so you can look at that. Now, real quick before we get out of here, Captain Corona, give us your social media so that people can follow you. I know you have Instagram, but do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Just Instagram right now. So it's at
Captain King.
Yeah, Captain.King2.
Captain.King. Okay, perfect. So for the people listening to us, well, you know, I already posted so you guys could see what he looks like, so that way you could see the mask and all that stuff. We're ready. I posted that today. We have everything ready to go. We, you know, the ring is ready to go. You know, all the wrestlers are ready to go. Everything, all we're waiting for is them to give us the final word so that we can pull the trigger and we'll be ready to go. And I'm guaranteeing right here on this show that show's going to be slamming with all the people that we have working for us and all the things that we have planned. So, Captain Corona, man, a million thank yous for coming on. We look forward to the show, man. We look forward so that people can see you and actually check out, you know, the show and the matches so that you – I just hope you just keep going from there, man. I appreciate you coming down, you know, to the live broadcast and getting yourself out there and all that. I think it's just going to benefit you in the end. So, before we get out of here, anybody you want to thank or anybody you want to give a shout-out to or anything before we get out of here?
I want to thank you for having me on, you know, and the whole radio and just everybody that's been involved. And,
yeah,
you know, just everybody right now, just everybody. You know,
yeah,
it's the tough times right now that we're going through in the world. And, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on. You know, 2020 is definitely not the greatest year, but I think everybody's hopefully will come through this and, you know, everybody be stronger and, you know, just much love to everybody. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. I see it. I see the spark, man. I think we're going to get through this. I think we're going to be even better, man, once all this is over. So for the people listening to us, Captain Corona, make sure you check him out. I'll keep everybody posted on my social media. You can check him out on Instagram. Hey, appreciate you coming on. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
All right, man. You got it. All right, man, for the people listening to us, man, hey, I'm telling you, he's got the fire, man. He actually came down, and we talk a lot about that. If you're trying to get Captain Corona brand out there, you want to make sure that you, you know, hit everything, man. It's just like Joseph from PCW. So I was like, hey, man, as long as I get my name out there, a couple of people want to come down to the show, that's two people I didn't have. So we appreciate that. So for the people listening to us, don't forget UWC Radio right here every Friday from 8 to 8:30. We'll work on uploading that stuff. If not, we'll definitely get some of the wrestlers who are booked on this show to start coming on so we can start letting you know who exactly is going to start being on the show or is booked on the show so that you guys know when it's time for us to pull the trigger, you know what's happening. I'm telling you, we meet almost every weekend, man, so we can make this one of the best shows that's going out there. So for the people listening to us, we'll see everybody right back here, UWC Radio, every Friday from 8 to 8:30.